Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
And there was much rejoicing.
Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. There was much rejoicing. Yeah. We have returned.
We All lived! Right.
Always a pleasure.
And I got it down.
It was kind of close there for a moment for Lady Coraline, but she just pulled into her noble resilience and just got back on her feet.
It's the hair.
She's a noble woman of her own means.
Cool. She don't need no man.
You have just defeated the Balrog leader of these goblins, Clarg.
I thought he was
more like Clank.
Balrog, where did I get that from? If that was the case, then you shall not pass this
room. I was about to say,
brothers,
you shall not pass.
Fly, you fools!
As much as I celebrate my success, where are my damn cousins?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, the worry of your cousins.
I'm going to look for
it. It's like, yes, we must save. We must save Gunderson.
If we had gone against the Balrog, we would have not made it.
Gundren, and the human too, if they haven't gotten from those foul beasts.
Okay, so you guys have taken about an hour's reprieve in here.
I feel much better.
Recouping yourselves, going through the supplies. Okay.
Restocking.
I assume we've dried off,
rations.
Right? From the,
yes. Yeah. From the soaking. That's the nice thing about the fire. And the halfling has, you know, while resting, taken a tally of the money and divided it up and given everyone their shares.
And I did it honestly.
She used proper
math. I would expect no less from you
today. Hey, your aunt would be proud.
Yes, she would. I can't wait to see that.
She may become the treasurer for a fiefdom that Our Lady runs.
Is that the aunt that makes the honey
biscuits? Onward, there was the other cavern to explore.
Oh, that's right, yeah. There's a bridge.
Come on, Frank, it's time.
Okay. Well, he's still shy and would prefer to stay there. You may want to, like, crate him.
We'll come back and get him.
Okay. Because you'd hate to say the wrong thing and have it bite you. It's not moving.
No, he's not moving yet.
Okay, so where are you guys heading?
We're going to head that
way. Over the bridge was.
Over to
okay.
See, right there.
Come back into the room with the waterfall that's
exactly.
All loud. And what is the order of you guys?
I'll make a new coin for anybody that wants it.
Well, we
a
can
new
go that
glowy,
way.
Glowy coin?
We don't have to go that
How
way.
How long does that glowy last?
An hour, but I can make more than
They're
one.
They're unlimited.
You want one?
Well, there's only one.
I know.
I'll take one of the coins she gave me.
You can only make one at a time. So.
Yeah, but I'll take one of the coins.
They left it in the middle of the room.
Oh,
nobody
it went out.
It was a copper.
I'll take one of the coppers, glowing, and I'll light it up again.
Hey, they left it behind.
I left it so you could see.
Wayfair, guide our way. Make sure I say
it. He literally left it in the
Okay, so coming across this bridge here, who's going to go in what order?
Well, I shall take points.
I'll be behind.
I'll be middle.
I'll be behind Dwarf.
And I am behind. Well, then if you're behind the Dwarf,
no.
I'll be behind you.
No, you can be behind Dwarf.
I will be behind Thrain then.
Okay.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so you guys are.
Well, no, I want to go before.
Hi-ho. Hi-ho.
You
want
to be in
Do
front?
Be
talking to death, we go.
You want to be in front? Go for it.
No, I want to be at least in the middle. I don't want to be in the back.
You want
to be in the middle. Then okay. Between me and the dwarf, then I shall protect you.
I don't want to be in the back.
Now, remember, you can.
Well, you two are jostling for position.
Naturally stealthy.
Then
what are you looking for?
I was looking
But you
for...
can't be stealthy if you're with us. You have to
yes.
go. You have to be on your own, really, to be stealthy.
It should be. Her
need for community is warring with her natural stealthiness.
Obscured by a creature that is at least one size larger than
Yeah, me. That's why I want to be in the middle.
Okay.
So where in the middle are you going to be?
I'd be behind me and the dwarf.
Okay. I want to be in the back.
Too late.
Oh, back of the bus.
That's why we
brought.
Wow.
Racist.
That was bad.
Okay, so what happens?
Okay, so you guys are
moving forward,
heading this
Go.
Way.
Go onward. We haven't the time to lose.
Okay, so you're walking across the rickety goblin bridge that you think it might be smart for you guys to take it one at a time. By the
yes.
way,
yes,
good
okay.
enough.
No, everyone,
safety first.
Okay, because it was basically made like
Forgotten spy goblins.
Has no problem walking across. It was made for small races. You know, those of you who are of the larger persuasion, and by large I mean medium.
Creak.
It creaks a lot on you. Okay. So you've gotten across the bridge, and you're going down a hallway. But once you get to here, you notice there is bright light coming down from this area.
Can we hear anything?
Is this the light at the end of the tunnel?
There's light. I'll go sneak.
Have we died?
Is this happening? There's light. I'll go sneak. She's sneaking.
Let her sneak.
I'm going to try and sneak in and try and get a lay of the peek at the room, the lit room ahead, just so I can see.
Okay. You know. So go ahead and give me a stealth. So you're motioning for them to...
Do we see, like, a fire causing the light?
Yeah, you can see that there's obviously, it looks like, at least one or two fires in this room.
I have a plan.
Oh, boy.
She and Stone.
Can I help?
Actually, I got a 16.
Yay!
16. That's good, actually.
Okay, you believe that that's pretty good.
Uh-oh. You believe that that's pretty good.
So when you get to the wall right here and you peek around, you notice that obviously this room is occupied. Inside, you find a few goblins sitting there playing with something that looks like a weapon in a scabbard. It looks like probably a sword.
Like a sword that's too big for them?
Yes.
Like a human
sword? That's too big for them, yes.
Hi, friends. In our last episode, our party, Sultan, the elven mage, Galen, our brave warrior, Lady Corlin, the noble, and Tilda, our thief.
Hey, I'm Tilda.
We're about to enter a chamber filled
with who
terrible
knows what?
Secrets.
Maybe.
Let us now go to that scene.
Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. So as Tilda looked around the corner, you saw a room...
A giant tentacle grabs her. Hey, guess we'll be going
you
the other way.
Tilda the Elder Doll.
I didn't know this was Japanese.
If it's Japanese, you'll wish your daddy.
No.
Or not. Oh, no.
On the next chapter of D&D Hentai. That so needs to be on the books as well.
The Spider Queen.
I like that better because instead of running, we just kind of stand like this and lines show up around us. Okay, let's go.
Half spider, half woman.
So as Tilda looks around the corner, you see there's a group of goblins just milling about, you know. Up here, you see the guy who obviously looks like he's in charge because they're all looking down.
Could
to him.
Could they be teetling?
He's giving some rhetoric.
That's right, we'll challenge him to a teetle.
But this is more like they're flinging the cup.
And,
okay, wait, we're going to reach Tenor soon if we don't. Tenor!
Exterminate.
She's doing Dr. Robate.
Hold it, it is Lady Corlin Dilek.
Did you guys ever see the Dalek relaxation video?
No, have you?
Okay, breathe.
2 minutes in, and we have achieved dinner. That is a new record.
No, the first time I saw a Dalek, it was in a spa. You know, exfoliate.
Okay. We digress.
All right.
That's an inside joke. Yes, but it looks bigger on the inside. Okay. That's what I'm saying. It's like I'm lost in my own little world.
We are very off track today.
All right. Okay.
Okay. I gotta say, because it's a bad joke. Don't worry. It's bigger on the inside.
She's gonna tear us out. It's like, breathe.
This is going to be a strange episode.
Yeah, really. Jeez.
Watch editing.
Okay. No, no, no. We edit as little as possible. We share our experience.
Our tittles.
And
Kelly's still laughing.
Okay.
I'm good.
She can you can do it, Tilda.
You can do it.
Be Tilda. I'm Tilda. Okay.
You're dead puppies.
Woosa.
Thank you. See, not crying. Laughing. Not crying. Why do I make people cry? I can't help it. I am going evil.
We seriously have to change your alignment.
I am going evil.
This is how the alignment slowly drops. Notably, you notice the goblin up on this little ledge. It's about a 10-foot ledge here. Is actually talking and kicking Sildar, the guard that Dundrin is with.
The one whose name I can never remember.
The older human.
Let's get him.
Can I hear him?
At least I know of him.
Can I hear him? Because I speak goblin.
No. She's far ahead.
She's far ahead, sneaking.
I was just wondering.
Is he talking common to the human?
He's basically just kicking this guy. And the gentleman looks like he's beaten down really bad.
They're tenderizing
his armor's missing. His clothes are soaked with blood and foulness.
Do I see?
There's about six total.
He did not have a meat tank.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to stealth back. And I'm going to tell him what I see.
Okay, go ahead and give me a roll for your sneaking.
Your sneak.
Should she get a plus because she whispered?
Sneak. Actually, 17 plus 7.
That easily.
So, 7.
They have no clue that you're sneaking back.
We don't even notice you.
All of a sudden, you pop up underneath her sheet. Lady Coraline's shield, you pop up.
Hi, I'm Tilda.
My goodness, you're so... You are so quiet.
Thank you.
Is that legal?
That's debatable. Okay, now, this is what I saw. Okay, I saw the human, Sildar, okay? But he didn't look good. No,
we must
he looks
rescue
really
that.
Bad. Okay, hey, come down. Okay, so there's about 6 of them in there, and there's like this big, like 10-foot ledge, give or take.
Six. Oh. Sure.
Okay. So, and
they say
there's one guy. I didn't really hear anything, but they were kicking him. So mean.
Oh.
And it looks like the guy who's in kind of like giving them all their cues. He's the one kicking Sildar up on the ledge. So
were there,
yes,
like,
he will sport my arrows soon.
Was there a fire?
They should certainly kill him.
Yes, there is light in there. There is light in there.
From what source?
There's
fire.
A few little fires.
Yeah, couple fires. So, we got to get in there. I don't think he's going to last much longer.
And let's sneak. You stay behind.
Well, perhaps we should simply charge them. And I shall lay about me with my hammer, Matilda, and my great shield, and my presence.
And my arrows shall fly.
Wait a minute.
Isn't Tilda an axe?
Yes. Tilda the axe.
Matilda.
Matilda the axe.
No, she's swinging you around.
I'm the hammer.
You're my hammer.
So what do the rest of you think? Charge in?
I'm all for it.
Well,
we must rescue the human. Only one of them is up there with him, so chances are more than likely they will go after us rather than hurt him.
Very respectful.
To be honest,
I don't know what that guy's going
to
do.
To be honest,
I shall pepper their hide.
6 goblins, 5 of us, 2 of us are very low on our magical abilities. You probably won't survive.
Yeah, but just, you know, if you're going to do any type of... Thrain, what are you doing with your figure?
Oh, that's Lady Corlin's figure.
You never had dwarf loving.
Also,
that was
you never
game.
I didn't see you playing with your dolls again, sir.
Gone.
You've never been with a dwarf until you've been with a dwarf in a dank, dark cave.
No. Okay. You know what they say? Once you go small, you'll never go tall.
Okay.
They might be short, but
initiative or just run it?
Let's go ahead
It's not size, it's how you use it.
Okay. Just make sure that if you're going to do any type of, like, you know, flame or frost and salted, just try not to put it on the ledge. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Well, you said it was 10 feet up?
Yeah.
Pay attention, guys. We can do this.
Like, we don't want to hurt him.
Okay, so you guys are just gonna, bash in there?
I use frost strength on the halfling.
I'm gonna roll initiative.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and roll initiative.
I will.
17.
Roll a rather pathetic
13.
Initiative.
Where's initiative? Oh, 6. 13. Yes.
10. I will charge in from behind.
It's not whoever wins the fight.
Who got?
It goes to whoever ends the fight.
Did you get whoever
shows up first?
Thank you. You're delightful.
What's your initiative bonus?
So you'll probably
go before you.
Yeah. You're
you'll
stepping.
Always go
you'll
first.
Always go first.
You're like the like a tiny flash.
Yeah.
Speedy Gonzales, maybe.
Okay, so Gary, you got 17?
Yes.
Jessa?
Oh, I have 10.
Hey, you did well this time.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you don't need to go first when you do when you know, like your crit on your hammer. Mm-hmm. So.
What did you get?
I got 13.
Thank you.
6.
And Xander.
13.
I go before him because I have a higher initiative bonus.
He checked already, didn't he?
Yeah, he already checked.
Right. She's sneaky.
See, I should have known here. On my sheet it says you can throw your hand axe 20 feet. It doesn't say you'll hit anybody. I can definitely throw it.
I can apparently throw a javelin 30 feet, too, but I also prefer to get up close. But I think I might actually hit someone.
You could also throw a dwarf.
Exactly.
Well, actually, if you're holding your axe and I throw you...
Exactly. Does your dwarf fly if you think?
All dwarfs fly if you throw them far enough.
Exactly. Okay, so... Thrain, you are first.
Tell me I'm wrong.
What are you going to do?
Me?
Yep.
Ah, charging in.
That's still not you.
Charging in. One, two, three. I can't go that far, though.
You can go diagonal.
Okay, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's how far I move.
Okay. So you're charging in loudly, or?
No.
If you want, you can go ahead and use your action to basically do dash instead, so you're running twice as fast.
Yeah, but then he
you
won't.
May want
He'll
to.
Just, then they get pounded.
Yeah.
If he's...
Yeah. Yeah.
Just stay right there.
I'll stay right there.
We want to go all together as a group for this.
Yeah, en masse.
Okay.
Okay.
I hear some great character...
V-Shang, we're all going to die, probably.
very vicious over short distances.
I'm going to go up next to him, but can I do you guys want me to wait to shoot?
Just go in. Cause
I'm going to go
shoot!
It's a bush!
I'll be there in
a second. Shoot
the bush!
Shoot the green bush!
Green armor-clad bush! I'm going to go up, and is that my full movement?
You can go further if you want.
No, I don't want. Okay. I want to go behind him after I'm done.
Behind.
You can actually take, you know.
See, because I can split my movement with the fifth
perfect.
Edition.
Perfect, yes.
So
perfect.
I'm going to go up, shoot an arrow.
Okay, which one are you going to shoot at? You do have advantage, by the way, because they don't know you're there.
Because I'm there. I'm going to shoot him.
Okay. I might as well have thrown my axe.
Okay,
then.
I'm
going
to shoot
can
the
I
boss
throw my
guy.
Axe? I didn't think about
because
that
way.
Oh, I lost
it.
I will let you do it, but you're at disadvantage because it's a.
Okay, then I'm
going to
go for this guy.
Okay, I'm going
to 25 feet.
It's 30 feet.
Yeah,
30 feet, that'll do it.
Because he's up 10 foot high, it's going to be a disadvantage.
He's double.
Okay, so then, I will just shoot the lower guy.
Okay.
You could.
And I'm going to use mine.
No, 13.
Okay, so your axe goes flying through the air. Okay.
And I'm going to use my advantage for.
Okay. Well, you already have advantage.
Wait, 13 didn't hit? Oh, that's right, for.
13 didn't hit.
Nope.
Wow. Okay,
I like to think of my axe less as a weapon and
more
like notifying.
Right
here!
Calling card! Okay, so for
what
the
was
arrow,
that? Exactly. It's my flag.
Hold on. Okay, so for my short bow, would a 21 hit?
A 21 would hit.
It hits, knocks my axe back into alignment.
Okay. So, 1d6 plus 3 piercing. 4 plus 3, so 7.
Ouch. Okay,
yay,
he takes
good
the
job.
Arrow.
I hit the bush!
Squarely in the chest, the arrow sinks into him, and goes back, and
good catch!
You notice that this goblin must be made of sterner stuff than its kinsman in here because. He's actually still on his feet.
We call that in the medical profession a chest spread.
And now I'm going to move behind the dwarf.
The dwarf did it!
Oh, I'm hiding!
here. It was me, yes.
Well, technically you can't hit yet.
I just flung the arrow.
Okay, so...
it worked so well when you were going...
Can I fire over the short people?
Yes.
Now, if you're talking about him, yes. For these guys, no, because you have to be here to see these guys.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25. 30.
We could go 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
I can be in the same square, right?
No. Well, you had to actually be in the square. So what's your speed?
Move in, and then you can...
Okay, I'll just go behind, because I have a 30 speed.
Because if you want, you can go 30, we'll get you here.
And then I'll be out in the open. No.
Okay.
But Lady Corlin's going to be moving
from
here. A dwarf and a gnome.
From here, you can shoot to here, but you will be at disadvantage.
Okay, fine. Then I'll move up there.
You can get these guys, because Lady Corlin's going to be moving up. She just said she's a sort of, you know, bash first.
Okay.
She likes to get in close.
On which one?
Matilda just loves that.
Which one? She likes the first one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does a 23 hit?
23 definitely hits.
I'm taking it to my desk.
I like your new die.
What is the damage?
We're
going to
put these on our desk.
It should be on the
paperweight.
Nice.
Where's this?
Did you need the spell book?
It's, yeah.
It's not this one. It's...
It's like a D4, I want to say, plus something.
And it does something cool and makes them
move 10
feet less.
Oh, yeah, they can only move, like, 10 feet less.
What did you shoot them with? I'm sorry.
Frost ray.
Freeze ray.
With my freeze ray, I will stop the world. Oh, it's actually 1d8.
It's not an ice beam or a death ray. That's all Johnny Snow. Okay. So, I totally love you, awesome nerds.
5 damage. And he can move only 10 feet.
Oh, you can get that for spells because you go from the infinite.
And he can move 10 feet less.
Okay. Alrighty, so then we've got the goblin's turn.
Oh, come
on. Wait.
Before me.
I'm going to die.
No.
You said... Lady Coraline will go first, she said.
I know, we did say that. And our GM was quiet during that whole...
I know not what you speak. So...
The dwarf did it.
That's right.
The goblin who took the arrow...
He's throwing frost at you, the dwarf.
Who will shout out in goblin...
Run away!
What's he say?
He is going to shout out... Stop, or I'll kill the human.
Oh. Stop, or he'll kill the human. No, I was going to stop anyway. Because I respect your
right. And you basically get the notion that he's holding his action, that if you don't stop, he's going to do something to the human.
Okay.
Stop, or he'll kill the human.
I said that.
And he looks at you and goes, I seek to parley.
Oh, okay.
He seeks to parley.
Oh, delightful. I
Why
love to
parley.
Okay, I'm going to say again, like, Lady Corlin.
So we've temporarily paused the combat then. We're out of combat.
For him.
The rest of the goblins charging.
The goblin that just got hit is going to want payback because goblins are so good at following orders.
Got it.
Oh.
So he's going to step up and attack the wizard who just attacked him with Freezy Freezy Frost Ray. But his colleagues.
We have a potion of healing, don't we?
Yep,
we have two
of them.
Two.
And he's going to swing his scimitar at you.
No, I have two.
With a mighty roll of 7, swinging at the air.
I wasn't hit!
Apparently just mocking you with his little
in
scimitar.
In and of itself. No, his fingers are cold and he kind of fumbled with the weapon.
That's right, yeah. He's intimidated by your message.
You said the chill then. All right,
so Lady Corlin, what shall you do?
He's got chills.
They're multiplying.
I will saunter forward with all of the authority of my family name.
It's electrifying. Yes, he can do that too.
All right, vile fiend. We will parlay with you.
After I beat
We will parlay with you. I leave out the vile fiend.
But first, you must show us some token of good faith. Back away from our companion and cease with the kicking.
I translate.
And you translate correctly.
Well, I left out the vile fiend part.
I think it's got Flair, the vile fiend.
we agree.
Maybe when someone has an axe to your friend, don't call them vile.
He seems
fiend.
To undo his readied action and seems to be clutching at the chest wound he has.
What about, okay, so Stabby McStabby Pants?
Stabby McStabby Pants, that he did his action.
Okay. He's begging there. Waiting for us to stabby stabby.
So,
because you've got an axe that is probably the size of.
Can I try to intimidate Stabby McStabby Pants?
On your turn, you can.
I thought we were out of combat.
Well, we're so kind of, because in any second combat can explode back with this.
We're holding it. We're all
yes.
At that exact moment.
He says, I would like you to cut down the largest
fruit.
No, he says, a heron!
I wish $1 million.
Sildar, the human, he's about 50 with gray hair, looks up with a swollen lip.
Don't trust the goblin! He'll betray you and kill us all!
Don't trust the goblin, no.
The goblin looks like he's ready to kick him again after he says that.
That would be against his good faith act. Kicking. No kicking.
None of that kicking, sir.
So, Thrain, what shall you do?
That was fun.
I will say, what's your offer?
What's your offer?
Okay, I have a question. Okay, since I'm a rogue and stuff, okay, and I'm tiny, but I'm the same size as the goblins, right? So I really couldn't sneak this way.
You could...
Unless you roll really well.
Hey, if a natural 20 comes up, I'm just saying. But...
What about an unnatural 20?
Those are the best kinds.
What about a cursed 20?
You are abomination.
It's like...
That abomination on your dice.
That's something you can think about on your turn.
Okay.
All right, so sorry, what does Thrain say?
What's your offer?
I translate.
He looks at you with squinty goblin eyes and gives you kind of a... And then he just kind of like threateningly gestures towards the human that he'll kick him again if he makes a noise.
Galen's baring her teeth, I just know it.
And you know, he's getting ready to talk, he takes a pause.
Hold it, this whole time she should be walking up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm still back in the tunnel because I haven't reached my.
I mean, come on.
You skipped her turn.
There's time to
I did
up.
Skip her turn.
Want to walk
Sorry.
Over here?
Where did you want to go? Because.
You've got time.
Actually, put me behind Lady Corlin because I can, because I'm using a ranged weapon.
Mm-hmm. Your name did not get on my order.
You forgot me?
Oh no!
Do I have to sing the ballad again?
You are
the
so
ballad
low.
Of Damon the Gallant.
So I'll walk up here because I don't
you
care.
Want to be?
So I'm right there. Right where he put me.
Where did he put
me? I'm behind Lady Corlin.
The blonde figure.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to walk up here.
Though I haven't decided what my character is actually blonde. The figure is.
So as the other goblins, you see, they're kind of...
I'm walking directly behind the dwarf.
Okay.
Because, hey, they can't see me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of... They're kind of milling about. Milling about. Tilda, it's going to be your turn.
Okay. While they're talking, is there enough room for me to actually go this way around?
Once again, the stairs really, have to be a natural.
Okay.
That's too far
okay,
just for you to
I mean,
cover stealth.
Is it dark enough here under the because the lip of the 10-foot...
Well, they have
Now, who are you trying to hide from? From him,
from,
yes.
From
him? From them, maybe.
Yeah.
Depends on your role. Depends on what your role is.
I'm going to use my advantage.
Is it okay. Okay.
And because if I can try and get up up the stairs quietly without them noticing, I can try and get behind him and I can sucker punch him if he tries to do anything stupid.
Okay,
anything vicious. So pray to all the gods.
No, if you fail, I'll just see you.
It's like,
Cthulhu, Fatagin.
Better than just say, hey, I'm just trying to get a better look.
Yeah, they'll believe that.
Well, they are
very charming.
Okay, the fact that I am
doing this.
This is a bold move.
I will sacrifice anyone to you and already have.
So he'll sacrifice blood for you.
I'm not the brightest halfling, but let's hope I'm the luckiest. Okay.
Well, you do get luck.
Okay. Yes, that's right. I can't.
Man, it's second level. I can mass heal you guys.
Oh.
Can I give her my... That would be a 14. No, I'm sorry.
Roll
that would be
a
15.
Give her a point of legend.
That would be a 15.
A 15?
15's not bad.
It's a number.
They seem to not notice you.
But they may just be being polite.
I just want to get this far.
Okay, you don't need to make her feel bad.
25? What's your speed?
Yeah, 25.
Okay, so yeah, that will get you right there.
Because I'm going to, so. And then I'll, okay. Shh, nobody sees me.
Nobody hears you either.
Okay,
really,
so Sultan, what do you do?
Well, since I will do anything for knowledge, and it's kind of, and I've never, and, like, I've never been, like, talking to a goblin. This is a whole new experience. I'd love to learn about it. And this rude goblin is trying to stab me. Well, I've read.
He's been reading goblin primers. His accent's a bit odd.
Well,
but
actually, their affinity to shamanism, linked to magic, is quite interesting. But anyway, and this rude goblin is... how am I supposed to focus on this when I have a sword swinging in my face? So I'm going to try to intimidate him. Knowledge.
It's like...
Okay.
And I'll spend this to intimidate him.
Oh, no. Oh, you're lucky. I'll give it to you this time.
Well, I have a minus one in intimidation.
The last time you rolled the 20.
Goblin haiku. Oh, hark the goblin. Do not try. Not wise.
20!
He got a natural 20!
Oh my god.
Oh my god!
Woo!
You know, you're supposed to be... You're a mage. You should be like with 20s on intimidation twice. You should be like some sort of mook, wise guy.
You look at this goblin, and you do the wrestling look.
Oh.
The look that I'm going to turn you into a frog and then cook you.
Does his eyes turn gold to an hourglass?
My kind was old before yours crawled out of the earth.
Yeah, you know that frost ray you shot at him? Well... he's freezing now.
A glint of magic hits your eye and just chills his soul.
Oh my god.
His soul is shaking. And you just hear the clank, clank of the sword he feebly swung at you hit the floor. And he just kind of
down his leg.
I took overlord.
I'm gonna start a cult.
I'm sure
not
gravel.
Well, he can intimidate goblins
when he wipes the makeup off.
Maybe he is
drowned. You never know.
Yeah, let's wipe off that makeup. I think he's drowned.
I've been wearing makeup the whole time.
And now it's the goblin's turn, and you hear you especially since you speak goblin are hearing these goblins over here going, "Ha! The boss is gonna take a shot. Yeah, the boss is gonna take a shot."
Sandra, could you get my diet?
And then one of them goes...
that's why we have children, to fetch dice.
Guys, it's a trap.
Yimik, what were the goblins saying?
Yimik will be the... well, they're saying it in goblin, so only he's getting it. Yeah. But you hear them say, Yimik's got a plan. He's going to be the big boss of the cave soon.
Yimik has a plan.
Not if he's dead.
And Thrain... the goblin up on the cliff next to your, the hostage, looks at you and goes, he's clutching the arrow still, and he goes, "If you do a favor for me, I'll let the human live and go with you free."
I'm going to make a perception roll.
Okay.
See if he's telling the truth. So this is just straight perception, I guess.
Wisdom? Go with an insight for sense
okay.
motive.
I like insight.
I'm going to buy some intimidation.
Yeah.
I think I've earned it.
13.
13? You're thinking he might be legit with this.
He wants us to do something for him so he can be the big boss.
What is it?
I want you to go do something for me.
Kill the bugbear?
Sounds kind of sexy.
Kill the bugbear. We've done it.
It's something that will require you to murder.
For those at home, this is D&D After Dark.
I wish for you to kill Clark the bugbear and the
other Hold on, do they all bust
say yes?
No.
The goblins.
No, say yes.
See, you know, they're serious.
Okay.
They're serious to you. Asking
I'll look
this.
At him.
No.
They want us to kill the bugbear.
No, I can hear him.
No, he's okay. Really? Speak goblin?
He's speaking common.
It's funnier if he still does
it. Well, I'm not sure how much you hear. Because, I mean, your eyesight isn't great. You can't throw. Not sure about
you drive a hard bargain.
He drives a hard bargain.
But? We care for our friend. So I'll turn to you guys as if we're talking.
He cares for his
friend. We need to go back. Get the head of the bugbear.
I'm okay with this. What about me?
You should hear it.
I'll run back and go get the head.
One person stays to keep an eye on me as a kind of
back makes them look really, really badass.
That we're awesome.
Yeah.
That one I'm person can take on the bugbear.
Oh, noble sir, we'll send
I will take on the bugbear all by myself.
Good luck.
Because I am Galen the Galant, and you'll know my name!
Good luck, brave friend. Now they also know your name if things go badly.
I also like the idea that most of them don't know common. Is this like a rock? That's a rock, a slight type.
I'm going to want to roll so I can get behind her, just in case.
Because I'm sorry, do we really want to let these vile creatures live?
Not particularly.
Okay.
I was evil.
Hey, so we haven't agreed that we wouldn't. We didn't tell them that we're not going to kill them later.
No,
we just said we'd stop.
So can I do a since they're completely distracted, should I get an again advantage?
Actually, no, because it's his cave, his home, and his dark room.
Yeah, but he's watching them. Doesn't matter.
You're walking 5 feet behind him. Okay. He knows you're there. He will notice you're there if you roll badly. So where are you going to end up, by the way? Here or here? Okay, here?
Yeah. So I want them to see me.
Okay.
Okay.
I may screw us all on this roll, baby.
I'm going to start a cult of goblins and people I've intimidated.
13 plus a 20. 20. Non-natural 20.
No, I think
you unnatural 20.
The cursed 20.
But this way, if he tries anything... Should I make lots of noise or not worry about it?
You can.
Do you want to do that? He wouldn't care anyway.
Because the problem is, remember that with that waterfall in here?
I'm just going to go get the head and come back.
So what are you guys doing while she's running down the cave?
Oh, that Galen, you know, she's
the weakest member of our party.
But she's very clever with her...
And sword.
Because that way they think that... She's the weakest member, and she can take the bugbear all by herself.
She's actually my apprentice squire.
What do they know of Cragmaw Castle?
I'll ask that.
Which one do you ask?
The one who's talked to us. Scared one. Yeah.
The scared one? He looks... Cragmaw Castle is off a distance...
Very craggy.
Clark is the only one in the caves who knows where the castle is.
Did we kill him? Was that the bugbear?
That's the bugbear.
He's the large bugbear.
That we're killing. That we already killed.
Where is it?
Does he have a map?
I'm sure, we're all bright, intelligent, sort of ish folks, and I'm sure we can
stupidly daring.
Well, you do have a feeling that if you make it to the nearby town, they may know where this castle is that's been around for hundreds of years, too.
What? That's crazy talk.
It's not like they moved in the last 50 years. You're a city girl. You don't really go out tramping through the woods too much. Unless a dwarf pays you.
You're worthless, and no matter what you do, you'll always be
After a long rest, your alignment is changing. You wake up after having bad dreams going, I was never that good to start with. It's a good thing my god is neutral.
For those at home, I'm chaotic neutral now. So lock your doors.
Okay. So have I made
so
it back?
You get to the chamber where the Balrog is dead.
Uh-huh.
Now
the Balrog.
I'm sorry, the Balrog.
Balrog.
Wow, we're good. We killed the Balrog.
Why did you just waste double 20s?
You're playing with your dice.
Stop
and
you playing with your
two
dice.
20s.
Put them down. Put them down. Stop playing with it. Stop playing with your dice.
Don't ruin the mojo.
Yes, like.
So as Galen gets there.
There's a dead Balrog.
As you see the dead bugbear on the ground, its head shattered because it was turned to ice.
Oh, shoot.
What are you going to do?
Bring his heart?
Bring his whole body, I guess. Can I drag it?
What's your strength?
You're pretty strong.
Well, I have to.
I'm sorry. You're dragging a dead bugbear in a cave.
My strength is... 14 plus 2,
14?
16.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're
so I have to bring the whole freaking corpse.
You
the
grab
warrior
it.
Gave him the cold shoulder.
Give me a... By the way, when you're on this ladder dragging his heavy corpse, give me a dexterity roll real quick. This ladder was not quite made to take the weight of two medium-sized creatures.
That's his body hitting the stairs.
Horrible goblin manufacturing.
16.
Okay, you managed to get over as you're seeing little planks breaking off this bridge. Because, you know, it's goblin manufacture for small creatures, so... Okay, so what are you guys doing while the goblins are milling about? These goblins are getting awful nervous, you know.
Please.
Their leader is doing the whole, I think I should kick this human just because. and he's pondering, can these guys really pull it off? Only one of them?
Is that good, baby?
My skills of persuasion.
Do you have those?
Yes. I have a +4 in persuasion.
Just slapping the head of my...
Tell him that he's not a person.
I'm just slapping the head of Skull Crusher in my hand.
I thought I would encourage him to recall that Galen the Gallant is only a novice, and yet we feel free sending her to fetch the death of the bugbear for him.
It's not that we don't like him.
It's just that she's...
It's just
she's
that we
so
took out an insurance
good.
On her.
And yet she's not the best, because we're all, you know, quite talented.
Of course, apologize when they get there and saying, well, I kind of destroyed the head.
And just you about
have,
that time,
have
a, Galen the Galen
just
comes
toss the
dragging
just
the body out.
I've damaged the head beyond, you know, recognition, so the body will have to do.
As ice powers!
And at that point, all the goblins start backing off from you.
Yeah, you better back off.
Intimidation, people!
They're like, they killed the bugbear with just one of their numbers? And they're all looking up to their leader, who's so clutching that arrow wound from the smallest of the bows in your group.
Yeah, from the little tiny rogue.
Part of the bargain.
They thought it came out of nowhere.
Okay, he looks at you. What trickery is this? How did you kill him so quickly?
Well, it's simply that she's so very good.
And also, some people tend to lose their heads.
I'm gonna try to
lose their heads.
How does a 23 do for persuasion?
That's pretty. Good.
That's pretty damn persuasive.
Yes, he believes me.
He believes you.
Well, I believe you.
Well, he
you.
Believes that you believe him. She's like, yes, I did kill him.
I think I believe. I did it, baby. I did it all by myself.
With your exploding arrow.
That's right.
He kind of glares at all of you at this point, especially if your persuasion roll of, do I really want to betray these guys?
No, he doesn't.
Go ahead, betray us. We're
going
to kill you. Can I kill him?
He kind of nudges the human with the foot and says, on your... Nudge, okay. Not kick.
On your feet, human.
On
you
your
are
feet,
free
human.
To go with them.
You're free to go with them.
Where's Gundren?
Where's Gundren?
Not speaking common.
I'm not sure how all of your...
What is a Gundren?
The dwarf that was with the human!
He is not here.
Oh, and where have you put him? Because you see, we'll be quite wroth with you, rather irritated, and we might be raised to ire if we can't find our friend.
I love that escalation.
And he just looks at all of you, and then the corpse
You'd have to ask him.
Well, really.
He sent the dwarf off.
With who?
He was following orders from the one known as the Spider.
Ooh, well. And how does he communicate with the Spider? Do they have web mail?
Well, without a head, he
won't.
Usually, he sends goblins from Cragmaw Castle.
Did he send him to Cragmaw Castle?
No, from.
I
don't know.
Well, no, where the dwarf
went.
Well,
no, they said from Cragmaw
Castle. Do you know the way?
I don't.
Do you have any maps?
No.
Is there a
you
back
probably
entrance?
Get one from town.
I believe I've been searching for Cragmaw Castle. I believe the next town will know of it.
Well, all right. I suppose we'll take our companion and we won't kill you this time. Well, I mean...
We kind of did.
Well,
it's up to you guys.
It's so tempting.
It's up to you guys, but our moral center.
I'll help him down.
What do you say? What do you say?
I'm lawful neutral.
Suddenly appear.
You made a contract.
What is this? What is this moral thing?
You can try. You can hide behind.
Hey, I'm gonna hide behind. We have not agreed that we wouldn't kill them. It's like
we kind of did.
It's implied.
We kind of just said.
Well, then we can. Then we must. Leave them to their.
But
I don't have to.
Vile, despicable selves.
Still, what are these moral things you're talking about?
Well, okay. We'll have to talk to you about that later, Salted Elf. I think it'll be an advanced lesson.
Before we leave, I'll just put my axe, like, hammer down. Let me look at that.
No loot?
He's got an arrow in his chest, right?
Okay, so you're actually going to approach the goblin and give him care?
I wouldn't have. All right, that just makes you awesome. Yeah. As I say, sadly.
I'll use my advantage die.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, he's very delightfully...
He's inspired to help a traveler.
There we go. 23.
You pull out the arrow so deftly that it doesn't even hurt coming out.
Oh, you'll
save
get
the
your
arrow
back.
Yeah.
With goblin stink all over it.
It can be washed.
Hey,
off.
It can be washed.
That axe is a poison.
You're going to want to keep this...
I'm
clean.
I'm going to use prestation.
Prestidigitation.
You can use
you
fires.
A pole candy,
no.
Edible.
No, I'm going to make it like there's fire around him.
That he's glowing
like
with fire sparkle.
Like he's,
oh, cool.
Yeah, you're making him. Oh,
okay.
You're having an illusion.
To make
ooh.
It more...
21 to it?
Okay, ooh. Yeah, he's got this glowy. It almost looks like you're using magic. You're mending this wound.
Well, actually,
so well.
It looks like...
Hold it. Where's his armor? His clothes.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, return the human's things.
You should return him to us
and
in his same state.
As Thrain is wrapping the bandage around him, he kind of winces at the wrapping. Us. We don't have his armored weapons that was sent with the dwarf.
We need to heal the human.
I'll work on him in a minute. We just need to get
as you're helping the human down the stairs, she goes, I must retrieve my family's honor with the armor.
We'll help you with that.
Well, we got to go where the armor is. Dendron is.
You help him down the stairs to the group.
Yep.
No loot.
Oh, you can take whatever you want. Do they still see you?
No.
Oh.
Well, I'm helping him now.
Oh,
funny, this halfling just appears out of nowhere. They are good. Yeah.
They will tell tales.
I don't see why you can't try.
As we walk out, I'm going to look at that goblin I intimidated.
I always own you.
A part of your soul belongs to me.
There's a part of your
what
soul.
What was the head guy's name that we just helped?
Yemek. Y-E-E-M-I-K.
You will always remember me.
You know, we'll just have to kill him again someday.
The new chief of the Cragmaw Goblins in the Cave.
It's like, should we threaten them?
Hail the king!
Well, perhaps we should remind them that they only have their position because of our generosity. Oh, but I should not be the one to do that.
You say something and they all kind of miss.
They're all impressed with him.
It's
now.
You use well, big you. Words yeah. and the goblins kind of look at you like, why does the funny lady's mouth move and noise come out?
Well,
you
I think
get this.
They're more distracted on the glowing dwarf.
The glowing
feeling.
Dwarf.
Which will give you advantage with the magical, since none of them have any magical machismo, your divineness is looking
14, 15, 16, 17.
Okay.
17.
And what are you going for?
You'd be best to stay out of our way in the future.
We will spread the word to the goblins who come here. Avoid. What do you call?
Yeah, what do we call? We should, you know.
We do.
Our last D&D one was the Company of Valor, but
okay.
We need to come.
Viewers at home,
you can name us. Name our band.
What did we name ourselves?
Yes. Insert name here. Okay. So, by the way, folks, email us your ideas and give us a name.
What should our
also
company
if
call?
We don't like
our
your
band,
name,
our company,
also
or
if we don't like your name, we will viciously mock you.
Not
even kidding.
Okay, we need to change him from chaotic neutral to evil.
He's like three steps away from being a lich.
Okay, so
wait,
so
is
in
that
the,
right.
in the past we've
is,
had
is
Vanguard,
that a possibility?
We've had...
It's a possibility if you wanted to give me your character sheet.
All right, so for those of you who are actually listening, go ahead, name our group. Okay, you can be send in your suggestions to D&D Journey of the Fifth Edition at gmail.com, and we will.
I thought it was outlook.com.
It's 1-800.
Oh, I'm sorry, Outlook.
1-800-369-666 to vote for your favorite name.
Not okay. So repeat it back to them.
D&D Journey of the Fifth Edition at outlook.com.
Name our band, group, company. Party. Yeah.
Yay!
And we look forward to what we hear.
Yes.
This is awesome, actually. And by the way, we just thought of this right now. I mean, this is totally off the cuff.
Hint to the viewers, Sultan Elf and the pals.
No!
Help you.
I'm personally voting for Galen's band of...
Gallantry?
Yes. Galen and the Merry Men.
Galen and the Merry
People. We have people.
No, wait. We have people.
People.
And us.
People who need people.
No. Wait, I thought we were people.
People who loot people.
You're close enough to
people. People who have pet elves.
In the world.
And goblins.
Well, I like my pet goblin. You know, he's very charming.
Negative reinforcement, I'll tell you. It worked for him.
This is at least a dark elf.
And for the series finale, I'm in a mirror and I wipe off the makeup and I was always a drow.
Not. Okay.
Okay, so what do you guys do?
Well, let's head outside, meet up with Splug and Chi-Chi and Vita and...
Yes.
And no, Nancy. Okay.
I'm going to tell Splug, I killed your friend. No.
And then we need to really give a good rest. And we need to heal the human.
So you guys are leaving the cave. What about the supplies back over here?
We're taking it. Let's go get supplies. Because I distinctly remember a symbol on there that belongs to, I can't remember their name.
It was a mercenary group. It was like the...
Fandalin. There's a provisioner in Fandalin that symbol belongs to.
Oh,
good. Then we can get in good with
the... And I'm taking...
We got to stop talking over each other. We really got to start doing that. Okay, we could get in good with the townsfolk if we bring their stuff back.
Mm-hmm. Also, I'm taking Frankenstein with me.
Oh, yeah, that's sweet.
So you're not all evil.
So
just mostly evil.
Okay, yeah, the Lion Shield Coster. I know that symbol on some of those items that we saw there.
The barrels and crates.
You know, because that's where I grew up. That's where my aunt lives. I know this.
If
place.
I can carry a bugbear, I can carry.
For example,
supplies.
About my evilness, I'm like this drink. I was like mostly evil, but there was a soft layer of non-evil,
and now it's gone.
Now it's all gone. So, obviously, these guys
it was also delicious.
Scared of you and cow-toed. So,
one of them might go, boop!
It's going to take you, like, 3 trips to get all those supplies in that room back to your
car. Can I help with Mage Hand?
You can help
with
Mage
Hand. Why don't
we
make them help
us? But
yeah, that's a good idea.
How are you going to convince them to help
you? Wait, to the elf I
intimidate? My persuasion's not very good.
To the goblin I intimidate.
How is a 22 for persuasion?
What are you offering them with your amazing persuasion?
Not to kill them, no.
I will not flail them alive and leave them here to suffer in agony, though living.
That
I
sounds
won't.
More of an intimidating persuasion.
Yeah, leave for 5 minutes and things go south.
Okay, can I intimidate the goblin?
Well, you were AFK, you know.
Okay,
so.
I'll try to
intimidate.
No, what are you trying to go with your intimidate for? Because that could start a fight.
Can I get an advantage? Go on to the next scene.
We're discussing on how to get the three trips worth of supplies.
Can I get an advantage because I already intimidated him?
You're going to convince them, persuade them. You're going to persuade them because we're just bringing back the goods they stole from their horrible ambush.
And so wiping the slate clean of our ire and making up some small portion of the damage they have done to our compatriots and also preventing us from ever having to come back to these caves and speak with them again, which is probably for the best, all things considered, but we could come back and visit again and again if they like.
And we'll try intimidation on the one that I've already intimidated, so I should get an advantage.
Well, what are you trying to intimidate him for?
I like that idea that if you don't help us, we might have to come back here, and you know how that happened the first time.
Okay. So they kind of get the gist of maybe we should help you so you guys can probably do all the load in two trips.
Right. Because
unfortunately it takes two goblins to carry one of your guys' worth of loads.
Yeah, sooner done, sooner begun.
And Mei-Chan can help.
Or sooner begun, sooner done.
Yay!
And they want us out of there.
So
let's
go ahead and roll your intimidate.
15.
15. Okay, he's dutifully intimidated of you. So much so, in fact, the first trip he goes to deliver the supplies, he never really returns. He just disappeared into the woods.
I have a question.
Okay.
What are they going to do when they see Slug?
They kind of, especially Ymir, the boss guy, looks at Slug and just gives him the,
they don't want Slug.
You know, he keeps gesturing every time. You guys notice he's carrying something, he kind of, the leader of the goblins readjusts the load, and he does the, gonna kill you, slit your throat gesture.
We gotta keep Slug.
And then I look at Slug and I say, he's gonna kill you.
And then I give Slug a cookie.
Why would I draw my hand across my neck? This is a kill symbol.
I'll be Slug.
I would never slit him with a
cookie.
Okay, so you guys have the cart loaded up, but you are exhausted. Yeah. Still in the road.
We're gonna
rest somewhere.
Okay, where are you gonna rest?
A little further down the path, I think. How close are we to on the trail bore?
You're a few hours, but you feel that if you were to take off now, you wouldn't be showing up until late at night.
Well, we need to rest. We need to make camp.
Okay.
Let's find a place to make camp. I say in the... how close are we to the cavern still?
The cart... You're about 5 miles from the road.
I will make a... As we're looking around, I'll make a survival roll to see if I can find a safe place to camp.
Oh, okay.
That's a good idea. I'll do that too.
Can I assist her? I'll give her advantage, right?
Yeah.
So let me do that. I roll first if I'm assisting you.
Okay.
If I'm successful, you get advantage. Yes, I probably am successful. 17.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You get advantage.
Advantage.
So best of two rolls.
Jeez,
that helps.
So you get advantage.
So two rolls.
I get two rolls?
The way it works is I roll first, and if I'm successful, you get two rolls.
Okay, we've got 19.
Ignore the crystal dice since you rolled at once.
Then we have 14.
Okay, so you make a decent little campsite.
Not including what he has.
So are you guys staying on the road, or...
I say just off.
A little off.
Just off.
And okay, so you the oxen are quite happy to see the dwarf again. They're like, we're not left to be eaten by creatures.
Since the tome I carry is my life's work, I think I'm going to write about all my experiences.
Oh, yeah. I like for helping the goblin.
That's true.
Oh, the inspiration.
An
inspiration. I already have my advantage, so I can't get it from
you.
Well, I definitely do like this mechanic. It's cool. Yeah, I like that.
Make it rain inspiration.
Okay, so you guys take a nice long rest. Is anyone staying up on watch?
I'll take first watch.
The elf who only needs 4 hours of sleep of meditation.
He needs only how much?
Actually, elves don't sleep.
Oh,
but you need to meditate to get your stuff.
You can take
for
the last
4 hours.
You take the last shift.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Because that way you can meditate first.
Okay, we'll each take
shifts. I only need to meditate
I'll take second
hours.
Shift.
Okay. So as you guys take your rest and you feel the cold comfort of rest seeping into your tired,
of oblivion.
Overworked muscles.
And being out of the caves and seeing
can
the
I
stars
say,
you, above us.
You almost hear a ringing sound in your ears that sounds like
ring.
Ding.
Ding.
We
as
ding.
You've leveled
is
to level
a
two.
Level?
Yeah. For a second, the moonlight flashes around you.
So we're level
you mean
two.
Level three? No, level
we
two.
We were level
we
one.
Level one.
We were
positive.
Okay,
level
yes,
one.
I am. I'm. Yeah. I was confused because something was like.
If you would like, flip your character sheets over. There are some stuff on there for gaining levels.
Let's see. Okay, for the rogue, I get cunning action. Your quick thinking and agility allow you to move
also, you
act
get to
quickly.
Roll for hit points, right?
So you can take a bonus action
yep.
on each of your turns of combat. So I can go twice, basically, or a bonus.
Now,
use only for to take a dash, disengage, or hide action. So I can hide. Oh, yes. I'm going to be doing the hiding a lot.
So, and you can only
get...
Excuse
me, please.
Oh, it's okay.
I don't...
It's okay.
Can you explain to me mine?
That's right. We
okay.
understand in this
so,
awesome world.
So
we roll
so
another.
So for gaining level, the first thing you want to do under gaining level is as.
Oh, you did you see that? I rolled an 8.
Wow.
Plus 3. So
I rolled a
3.
Another.
Sweet.
So as you, your adventure and overcome 12? Challenges, you gain experience points, as explained in the rulebook. With each level, you gain one additional hit dice. So basically, it should give you the number that you're going to have to roll. It should be a dice and a number to add your hit points. Like for Xander, it's going to be 1d6 plus 2.
Where do we see that?
I already rolled that, but I forgot to add
the... Wait, where's the plus 2?
Well, he's plus 2 for his constitution.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I
got plus 2 for my constitution.
So it's 1d8.
So if you flip your character sheet
yep.
over, it
eight,
should be
I get 8 additional hit points.
Around
I get 9.
Yep. Plus 1d8 plus 3, I
get
that.
Now then...
Okay.
I can turn my sound off.
Yeah. And then,
okay. So on your character sheet for gaining a level, it should have what dice you roll for extra hit points. Like for Lady Coraline, it's 1d10 plus 2 for extra hit points.
Okay.
So I do that now, and that
uh-huh.
levels up my
hit points. 1d10. I'm at 18.
I'm at 20. Should we pause this?
Oh, no, they don't have the mechanics.
This way they can hear.
Oh, that's pathetic.
She fell.
Hey, I only got 5 health, HP, so.
Yeah, but I'm
eight,
like a meat shield.
I
only went up by
one.
4.
So for our wizard, Sultan, you gain access to more spells as you gain levels. You can prepare a number of spells equal to your level plus your intelligent modifier as shown in the list. So basically at second level, you now have 3 spells you can cast per day.
So
you went up from 1. Yep. So you now have 3.
Wait, that's 10 additional hit points.
And also...
No, it's 1d something.
I know,
one
I rolled an 8 and
so
I get a plus 2. So
that's
10. I thought I only rolled...
See,
and I get a plus 1. So
it's
22. Woohoo!
And then can we spend our XP?
So,
well,
this
is
your early one.
This
There's
is
no
what
spending.
You get.
And if, if your new level gives you a bonus action...
Yes, I
you
get
can
one.
Do
I
one action, one move, and one bonus action.
So
if you have a character that's got like 5 different types of bonus actions, you can only do one per turn.
So we don't gain any more skills.
I get something called an
no.
action surge.
Go ahead and read it.
Action surge. You can push yourself beyond your normal limits for a moment. On your turn, you can take one additional action on top of your regular action and a possible bonus action. So once you use this feature, though, you must finish a short or long rest before you can use it again. But that's pretty cool. That's like up to 3 things. That's like you could take one additional action on top of the regular action, and a possible bonus action. How do I know if I get a
that's
bonus
if
action?
You have an ability that gives you bonus actions at later levels. I think you pick some up.
So like
cool.
Now, since I get a bonus action because I hit level 2, what I can do is I can move, I can attack, and then I
then
can hide.
You can hide, disengage, or dodge.
Yeah. Well, no, dodge is not one of the ones listed.
Dash,
disengage, or hide.
Okay.
So, but I can hide, which gives me advantage the next time around.
Exactly. So she can do the run, hit you, continue moving, and then hide.
And hide behind.
Now remember, you have to have some kind of blocking your view to hide.
Yeah. No, I'm just going to disappear like a World of Warcraft now.
So I have a question. When we ding, do we refresh our hit points, or do we refresh
after the
points?
long rest, you're full hit points. So
okay.
You're full hit points, and you have your hit dice back. Don't forget, your hit dice are now 2.
Yeah, so I can
so,
do... When
so you
do,
have...
When you take your short
two,
rest...
You have 2 short rests worth,
wait,
worth of healings.
So, like, okay, see, remember how we rested that one time?
And you got to roll your hit dice?
Well, now, since you're second level, it's 2.
You have access to 2 hit dice of what your type is.
Yeah.
Like for
so.
The elf, it's, I believe, 1d6. For the rogue, it's...
So I'm
going
to have to get a second set.
1d8.
Or bring one of my second sets with me so I have multiple sets.
I get 2d10.
That's a lot of hit points to get back.
Yes. Yay. Potentially.
potentially.
Which is good since I keep throwing my body into the fray.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tanks, you're welcome.
And then I'm behind you going, don't hurt me.
And as you guys wake up feeling refreshed, you stretch your tired muscles. This is a beautiful new day. And a great place to stop the recording.
It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me.
It's a beautiful day.
And I'm feeling good.
And thank you for listening, guys.
Gundren here. Why haven't those adventurers found me yet? I'm betting it's because they're having such a great time at Tucson Games and Gadgets in their amazing gaming room. Now get off your duff and save me, my friends. Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.